卢玉凤，卢玉凤度身订造，度身订造。
今日晏昼咧，想喺度身订造里边咧，为大家介绍一个嘅活动嘅，就系嚟紧星期六4月26号咧，喺 downtown 嘅 Fan City Theatre 举行嘅，叫做 Stage to Screen。咁呢一个嘅活动咧，相当之特别嘅。咁尤其是对于一啲喜欢写剧本啦，又或者咧对电影好有兴趣嘅朋友咧，呢个就啱晒啦吓。咁今日咧，请嚟呢位嘅嘉宾咧 ，Catherine 咧，佢自己咧就系从事呢一个嘅娱乐记者咧，都已经有一段相当长嘅时间噶啦。咁亦都为好多唔同嘅娱乐杂志咧就写过稿啦。咁佢自己亦都系一位电视嘅监制啦、制作人啦，咁啊同埋咧亦都系一个嘅宣传人士嚟嘅，佢自己亦都拥有自己嘅公司添。咁今日请佢上嚟咧，就因为咧佢嚟紧咧就系会安排俾大家一个叫 Stage to Screen 嘅活动。咁啊，同阿 Catherine 倾下偈先啦吓。咁我知道 Catherine 咧，其实咧好细个咧就已经系开始参与呢一个嘅行业噶啦，或者呢一个娱乐嘅事业噶啦。咁究竟你最初嘅时候系点样起步嘅咧
？Well, I think I started in this industry by chance. I was really interested in writing, and my first paid writing job was when I was 15 years old, and then I ended up.Writing and editing for different companies like DreamWorks had a website called countingdown.com, which was about movies, MovieWeb, which was one of the first movie websites on the internet. And then I also started my own publication called Modin Magazine. And then a publicist that was a New York-based publicist asked me if she wanted to represent me. So one of my first clients I ended up getting through her, and it was a record label in New York. And I've been doing both writing and publicity ever since with clients that I've actually really loved.
Mm-hmm.其实 Catherine 开始的时候就是很小的，因为她一直都很喜欢写东西，但是很多时候都要靠一个机会的。她第一份收到钱的文字上面的工作就是在她15岁的时候，之后她也看很多很大的公司，尤其是在一些网上发表文章的，她也看很多公司工作过，但她自己也都自己成立了一份的报章杂志的。除此之外，有一位在 New York 的一位朋友就跟她说，就是说好唔好咧？我代表你，你签我啦。咁然之后咧，我就做咗个经理人，帮你揾一啲嘅公司，揾一啲嘅工作咁样样。咁咧就开始咗佢嘅呢一个事业啦。咁其实今次咧 Stage to Screen 呢一个嘅活动咧都几特别下嘅。咁因为咧里边嘅内容都相当之精彩啦。咁一年咧可能会举行一次至两次。咁但系每一次咧都会请嚟咧喺业内一啲好特别嘅嘉宾嘅。咁究竟点样会有呢一个构思举行呢个叫 Stage to Screen 嘅活动咧
？I was in New York and they had a 48-hour festival of all stage readings. So they were all cold reading and they were famous playwrights and they would come in and they would also do talks and it was a packed room and got exposed to these amazing plays and they had some famous people come and read, they had some local theater actors. When I went back to Vancouver, I really wanted to do something like that.
其实这个概念就是源自当 Catherine 有一段时间在纽约居住的时候，她就接触到一个活动，就是连续48小时在很多的剧场里面就会有一个叫做剧本的阅读的活动的。我也都请来很多出名的朋友就是来到读一些剧本，等大家去感受一下那个内容究竟是怎样的。当然在这个活动里面就很多人在这里，还有也都有因为有很多出名的业内人士的关系，所以都吸引了很多想加入这个行业的朋友来参与的。当他由纽约回来温哥华之后，他就觉得其实温哥华都可以做一样这样的东西。跟着当有这个构思的话，自然就有下一步的行动。究竟是 Catherine 跟着的下一步是怎样呢？
I connected with a colleague of mine who I've been working with. His name is Aaron Craven. So we thought, why don't we work together and really bridge film and theater together? We decided we wanted to get a Pulitzer-winning playwright. The playwright that we're going to be having come from New York is David Auburn.
於是乎回到溫哥華之後，就當然找一些老朋友、熟朋友，就看看有沒有可能就將這個概念變成為真正的行動。他就找了一位朋友，就是跟他一起合作過很久的，叫做Aaron Craven， 咁一齐咧就倾下。咁 Aaron 咧就提议就系话，既然有呢个构思都好，不如咧就索性做大啲啦。我哋揾一位咧得到呢个普立兹奖 Pulitzer Award 嘅一位剧作家嚟到温哥华呢一度啦。咁于是乎咧，经过咗一啲嘅联络之后咧，就揾到呢一位吓，亦都系喺呢个舞台界里边，又甚至乎呢个文学界里边咧，相当之出名嘅普立兹奖嘅得主，叫做 David Auburn 咧，就系参与今次呢一个嘅活动嘅。不如请Catherine 同我哋介绍下呢一位得奖嘅。 嘅劇作家 David Auburn 呢?
Pretty much anybody who's ever gone to acting classes knows his play. So his most famous play is Proof, and that's the play that won a Pulitzer. And it was also made into a movie with Gwyneth Paltrow and a whole bunch of other famous actors. So he's really famous from that play, but he's done a lot of other work. His most recent play is The Columnist, which was also on Broadway. And he's never been to Vancouver, so he's really excited. I think that was one of the appeals.
跟 David 讲的时候呢，当然他是特别开心啦，因为他还没来过温哥华。另外呢，对于很多喜欢电影或者喜欢看书的喜欢文学的朋友来讲，对于 David Auburn 这个名字一定不会觉得陌生的。他本身写过一个作品叫做 Proof， 也都是被拍成电影的，主演的就有 Gwyneth Paltrow。另外呢，他也有很多的作品是在譬如说一些舞台剧界啊，甚至乎电影界里面都是很受注目的。其中一部的作品 The Columnist 现在都是演出紧。好啦，咁你系透过咩途径去联络阿 David 嘅咧
？I had actually originally meant to do a story on David, so I actually had his email address. I sent him a direct message, and he was really excited and on board, and kind of honored to be asked, which is an amazing reaction because he's so accomplished and amazing.
咁其实咧，人际嘅网络呢个都好紧要啊。因为 Catherine 话咧，其实最主要咧就系因为佢曾经有谂过考虑咧就系做一个嘅访问啦。咁个主角咧就系 David Auburn 嘅，咁所以咧佢亦都有 David 嗰个嘅电邮地址。於是乎就問他，你有沒有興趣啊，咁樣咁啊傾傾講講之後轉轉接接，跟住就成事啦嚇。咁所以今次 David Auburn 呢位普立茲獎嘅得主就會出現喺 Stage to Screen 呢個活動，作為呢一個活動一系列當中嘅第一炮。好，咁既然請咗呢位咁出色嘅嘉賓嚟到啦，咁究竟喺嚟緊4月26日當日嗰個活動嘅安排又係點樣咧
？We wanted to create a real experience. There's a film screening of his film Girl in the Park. Then we're going to have a Q&A. Then we're going to have a little dinner break so that you're ready for the next phase, which is a live stage reading of Proof. And we got some amazing Vancouver actors, quite well known in the theater world. They're going to be doing a live stage reading of Proof. And then we're going to do an in conversation with David Auburn, moderated by Tom Schultz. And then there's a reception as well. So it's basically a very full, long day.
是一个全日的活动来的，因为呢当日呢就会由下午的3点开始了。先呢就是会播出这个David Auburn 他自己的第一部的作品，就叫做 The Girl in the Park， 主演的就有 Sigourney Weaver 和 Kay Bosworth。 另外还有跟住就是 Q&A 问答的时间，等现场的观众朋友就可以和 David 聊下天的。好了，很快脆就放食晚饭了。吃完晚饭回来之后， David 这一部出色的作品曾经拍过电影的 Proof， 就会有很多温哥华的著名的演员就在台上面就现场读给大家听的，就是一直在台上面演绎的。然之后还有一个小小的 reception， 当然也都会有跟着一些的倾讲的时间的。如果有一些的观众朋友他们想私底下跟 David 在这个活动里面倾下偈，可不可能呢？
After the film we're going to have a Q&A with David where people can ask their questions. Also during the in conversation portion audience members can ask questions. And then after we have a private reception with David, so people can actually connect with him directly and ask all their burning questions, especially if they're shy to ask it in front of a big group.
是有很多时候在整班人的时候大家可能会有些怕丑，不太敢问问题。但是在整个活动当中其实已经有 很多次的机会大家可以跟 David 聊天的。譬如说在那个电影之后有 Q&A， 又或者中间也都有些倾讲的时间。最主要就是活动完成之后就有一个私人的一个 reception， 里面更加就可以近距离就是个人跟 David 聊天。所以对于一些喜欢写剧本的又或者很想加入这个行业的又或者甚至乎想问一些前辈究竟他们的经验是怎样的话，这个都是一个难得的机会。其实我知道 Catherine 除了安排这个 stage to screen 之外，还有其他的一些工作是进行的。
One other project that I've been working on is for Telefilm Canada, so which is our national funding agency for Canadian films. I've produced a series of interviews and they're with personalities. There's an Olympic, Joni Rochette. She won a bronze medal at the Vancouver Olympics. We have Joel Plaskett, who is a musician, and Yann Martel, who wrote Life of Pi. Three of them are already online if you go to Telefilm Canada's YouTube channel. And then three more are going to be unveiled soon.
其实他的工作很繁忙，有很多。除了安排这个 stage to screen 之外，他其他的一些活动其中一个就是得到这个 Telefilm Canada 的支持，就拍摄了一些访问的，放在网上大家可以看到的。已经是放了3个访问的了。当中就包括了有奥运的铜牌得主 啦，另外仲有一位音乐家啦，仲有一位咧就系大家可能咧都会好认识嘅，就系、是、Life of Pi 嘅作者就系、是、Ian Martel 嘅。咁呢啲嘅访问咧就已经已摆咗喺网上边噶啦。咁另外仲有三个咧系嚟紧嘅。咁究竟仲有边三位嘅嘉宾咧？咁到时咧就大家可以喺网上面搜寻下啦吓。咁今日咧为大家介绍过呢个叫做 Stage to Screen 嘅活动。咁如果大家有兴趣嘅话咧，不妨咧就系可以上到呢个网站叫 www.viff.org/theater， 咁里边咧就可以揾到呢个活动嘅详情噶啦。咁当然咧，你要预差唔多成七八个钟头噶吓，呢个活动由下昼3点开始，一路去到晚上嘅10:30为止嘅 Stage to Screen。咁啊，请嚟嘅呢位嘉宾讲者啦，咁就系咧普立兹奖嘅得主叫 David Auburn 嘅，咁大家唔好错过呢个活动咯噃。